Brian Probst is a serial entrepreneur who has founded several businesses in consumer and health tech. As a passionate product developer and inventor, he has authored 25-plus patents in technology. Brian's products and businesses have received international acclaim, including being featured in Wired, Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, as well as being highlighted in various famous series books like Crowdfund Investing for Dummies. Previously, as an adjunct professor at Brigham Young University, Brian taught courses on career preparation and graphic design. Brian was the vice president of technology at a leading laser and light therapy company and was co-author of Quadraflux Light Spectrum Patent. Brian has since started his own company, developing new modalities in both low-level laser therapy and vibroacoustic therapy. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Biohack Your Best Life. My name is Elizabeth, and this is...
My name is Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge.
Yes, and I'm so excited today because we have a very, very special guest, Mr. Brian Probst. Now, I met Brian probably about a year ago now, and I just remember, you know, some of our first initial conversations, and I was blown away. Mm. Like, this guy is like a wealth of information, and it's like every time I get on the phone with you, Brian, it's like I learn something new. Every single time, I'm like, break it all down, you know, our talks. So, you know, introducing Brian Probst. So if you can give yourself just a little bit about yourself.
Thanks for that, Liz. And it's good to be here. My name is Brian Probst. I'm a product developer designer. And the last couple of years, I've been working for a company that does lasers and red light therapy, which is kind of a new and emerging kind of industry. But I just recently left and started my own company doing red light therapy and red light therapy panels. And I've helped you, Liz, and some of your friends with products and modalities, specifically in red light therapy. And also I've done a couple of things with sound, which is kind of interesting. But I'm really excited to be here. And like I said, this is my first time, so hopefully I do okay. But I'm excited to talk to you guys more about red light therapy and the benefits of red light therapy and what it can do. It's really quite an amazing technology, and it's really come quite a ways in the last 10 years. And I think I have some really good insights from working with one of the top red light bed manufacturers over the last 2 years. I was the vice president of technology there. And so I think I have some good information and some good insight into how it can help, you know, help your followers and people biohack their lives. So.
Yes. I mean, just my own personal experience, like I bought a panel from you, Brian, and literally changed my whole life. Like, it became part of my daily routine. And I know my Instagram followers always see me, like, you know, in the mornings and I'm sitting there reading a book or something in red light therapy. And it's just, I mean, it's really, really became like a big part of my life. I mean, I've noticed major, major benefits. I mean, pain reduction and my skin has cleared up. I mean, you can expound on that a little bit, Brian.
Yeah. So it's actually kind of interesting because I came into this industry through a laser company that made lasers for doctors, right? These are really powerful lasers for pain relief, whatnot. And these lasers, I had used them on myself and they worked really, really well on my back. I always had a lot of back problems that I had kind of suffered from. And I kind of shifted to this red light therapy bed. And in the beginning, I wasn't sold on it, right? I didn't really totally believe it actually worked. So I did, it's kind of my personality. I do tests, right? So I remember going to the, I was in Las Vegas at the time, and I went to the gym and I did a workout and I totally blew out my shoulders. And I worked them out. I overworked them and to where they're really super, super sore. Right. And, of course I go and I do this bed and, I, you know, do the bed treatment 3 days in a row. But I noticed it was about day two. I went and did the bed, and, within 24 hours, my soreness completely dissipated and totally went away. Right. Mm-hmm. And I kind of know how I recover. If I work really hard, my muscles, I got about a week recovery, about 5-6 days, maybe 7 days. This was like day three. It was gone. It was totally mm-hmm. gone. So I was like, wow, there's something here. It's not just, you know, it's not just a placebo effect. There's really something here. And so, kind of getting into it more and more, that was kind of the impetus. And, another thing is, you know, I'm a big action sports guy. I do a lot of like, outdoor sports, like paragliding, mountain biking, whatnot. And I tend to hurt myself doing those things. Right. So about a year ago, I hurt myself paragliding. I had kind of a rough landing and really, really injured my knees quite badly. I had kind of this chronic pain in my knees that just kind of wouldn't go away. Mm. So I took one of my lights that we were selling at this company before, my company now, and I just put the light directly on top of my knees. And I did that for about 6 weeks, every day for about 15 minutes, for about 6 weeks. And within 6 weeks, it was 100%. Totally, wow. All the pain was gone. I had no residual pain. I had no residual, you know how you kind of have in your ligaments, you kind of have that residual roughness and
soreness,
and pain,
the tenderness.
Soreness, yeah.
Yeah.
100% gone.
Right.
So, you know, I, you know, my protocol has been a little bit different. I tend to get really, really powerful, high irradiance lights. Mm-hmm. And I put them right on my skin within an inch or two of my
skin. Can you explain what irradiance is for people that don't know?
Yeah. So the difference between, so all lights have a kind of a brightness level to them, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a really, really powerful bright light, it has a high irradiance, right? And that irradiance is basically measured by how much of that light is absorbed by your skin. Mm-hmm. So if you have, say, if you have like in 1 centimeter square of your skin, you would have, there's kind of an equation that's used, which is like, you know, it's a milliwatt equation. So typically most powerful lights are about 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared, right? Mm-hmm. My lights are at least 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared or more, maybe 150 milliwatts. But if you actually take the light and put it right up against your skin, you can actually get close to 200 milliwatts per centimeter mm-hmm. squared. So you're getting a lot of light energy. The only limitation is how much heat it produces, right?
Right.
So if it gets too hot, then you have to take it away from the skin, right? So, with the red spectrum light, it creates more heat than the infrared, which doesn't create as much heat, right? So mm-hmm. a lot of times I'll take my light and I will lay it just right on my skin. And I'll only put the infrared setting, and so it doesn't create too much heat to kind of heat up my skin, right? Heat up my, but I can do long exposures. I can do, you know, 20, 30 mm-hmm. minutes, an hour, and get really, really a lot of that light energy into my muscles.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you're talking about that, because I know, as being obviously a black man with more melanin, so melanin will actually absorb more heat. This is now scientifically proven. So in the infrared mode, then turning off the red light and mostly going infrared mode, you can get a lot more deep tissue from what I've now researched, and leave it there a lot longer for darker skinned people and get that effect, that healing effect. And I know that, for example, my shoulder, from doing pull-ups, training with my sister, who was a world-class bodybuilder, I was on like rep number four, and I think I partially tore my labrum in my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And Liz, you know, thankfully to her, she put me on grounding patches and red light therapy. And I noticed that it was heating up a lot. When I used the infrared lights only, I was able to withstand a lot longer. And I noticed the healing was coming just as fast or even faster. So it's really amazing.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's so, you know, we talked about this a little bit before about light energy itself, the photons of light. It's less relevant what the color or the spectrum of the light is. It's more important where that light is being absorbed into your skin, right? So with people of color, people that have melanin, the melanin tends to absorb the red light and convert that to heat. Mm-hmm. And then that steals that light energy, that quanta of energy from going into your cells, into your mitochondria, into your cytochrome C receptors and converting that to ATP, right? So for those people that have more melanin in their skin, I would suggest a longer exposure time and an infrared setting.
Yeah.
And so and the infrared is the light that will go deeper into the tissue. It has a longer wavelength, mm-hmm. so it can actually enter deeper into human tissue. Whereas right. the red light tends to just stay within a millimeter or two of the you know superficial part of the skin and absorbed right. by the skin.
Yeah.
So do
people of color, do they still get benefit from the red light, or is really just nothing?
They can still get a little bit of benefit from the red light, but most of it is probably converted to heat, and that's the problem. Yeah. And that's why melanin works, right? Melanin works because it takes light energy, and it right. instead of burning you, it turns it to heat and it dissipates it.
Right.
And that's why I get burned when I go out in the sun, and I don't, you know, don't tan as well. So it's kind of an interesting thing, but most of the red light studies and most of the red light protocols have been made for just, you know, for white folk and not for people of color. Mm-hmm. And I think the people of color have been underrepresented in those studies, right? In those tests.
Yeah.
But from what I've, you know, from what I've experienced and just on myself and people like you and others, anybody that any friends that I, you know, sell red lights to that have more melanin in their skin, I say, well, you know, you need to do longer exposure times or just do the infrared setting only and
right.
get that benefit. You know, it'll right. go through, yeah. pass through that melanin and get that benefit.
Can you explain the conversion of the light waves frequencies into ATP, that whole process?
Yeah, so this is kind of an interesting thing because this whole process is not fully or totally understood. The industry tends to use a lot of marketing jargon to explain away kind of this process, right? They're like, oh, this is antioxidant, you know, antioxidative or other things. And they don't really fully understand the process. The process is very simply mechanical. Mm. What you have is a photon of light, mm-hmm. and that photon will have a wavelength. Mm-hmm. That wavelength will either be a long wavelength or a short wavelength, right? Mm-hmm. But that wavelength will determine the color of that light, the spectrum mm-hmm. of that light, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's kind of funny because I watched, you know, the people at Juve, they make good lights and they make good products. But it's funny because one of the founders of Juve, I was watching a thing that he was talking. He was like, yeah, you know, for some reason the inside the mitochondria, there's this receptor called the cytochrome C receptor,
yeah.
which is true. But he says, you know, the cytochrome C receptor only absorbs infrared light, right? Mm. And I started thinking, I'm like, that makes no sense. I'm like, well, of course it only absorbs infrared light because infrared light is the only light that can possibly reach it.
It's too
all
deep.
The other light, it's too deep. Yeah. I mean, yeah. red light, green light, you know, it doesn't matter. Full spectrum white light, it'll hit the surface of the skin and stop and be absorbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But infrared light will go through the skin. It's a longer mm-hmm. wavelength and it will reach that receptor.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, you have light. It doesn't matter the color. The color is less important. All that matters is it's a quanta of light. Light has all light. A photon has, you know, photons. They have energy. It's called a quanta, right? That energy, when it'll be absorbed somewhere when it's shown, right? It'll be absorbed. If you push it through the air, it'll be absorbed by the air molecules and it'll dim down, right?
Right.
If you put light in a vacuum, it'll completely go through the vacuum and until it will hit something and be absorbed by that, right?
Right.
If you put light in a perfect vacuum, it will go trillions of miles.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go into space for trillions of miles. It could go forever, right? Mm-hmm. So the only thing that will stop it is that it will be absorbed by something. So what's happening is light leaves the box, the light box. the infrared light will go through your skin, and it's a longer wavelength, so it can go farther through the skin, and it'll start to be a bombard and the mitochondria of all the cells inside your in your skin, right? It could be a couple millimeters, it could be a couple centimeters, depending on how strong the light is, right? The stronger the light, you could push it all the way through your skin, right? All the way through your body. But as you're bombarding your cells with this quanta of light, there's a receptor inside your mitochondria called the cytochrome C receptor. The cytochrome C has iron. It has an iron molecule or atoms in it, right? And it's a red protein. Yeah. So what happens is that iron absorbs the quanta of energy, and the electrons around that iron, they get put into a higher orbit as they absorb the energy. Right. So they're in smaller orbits, and then they absorb the iron, they go into higher orbits. Once they're in higher orbits, they can be spun off and they can be transferred between different proteins, right? So this is called the protein transfer chain. And your body uses that to take that energy, and on the mitochondrial wall, you have the ATP that comes, which is adenosine diphosphate. It's a phosphate and it's adenosine molecule, and it uses that electron to make another chemical reaction, which is to put another phosphate on there, and it becomes adenosine triphosphate. And then that adenosine triphosphate, ATP, is what your cell uses to do everything. Muscle contractions, communication through the nervous system. You and I live, all eukaryotes live because of adenosine triphosphate, right?
Right.
Right.
So it's just like really, it's like the fuel that fuels life. So the only limitation your body has for healing itself and doing the multiple processes of healing, or, you know, destroying old bad cells through apoptosis, or, you know, rejuvenating a new cell, or reconstructing a part of a cell, is it has to have that energy, that ATP energy to do that, right? Yeah. And one of the things is the cytochrome C receptor has been linked to apoptosis, which is the destruction of a cell, right? Through ablation or whatnot. So if you have cancer cells, whatnot, if you have really good cellular activity that's functional, then it'll destroy those cancer cells. Or it'll repair your cells, or it'll, through mitosis, initiate a new cell creation, right? And what's really, really interesting about this whole process is this process only takes 2 or 3 hours. It doesn't take days. So if you have enough energy, enough light energy, and you're eating healthy, you know, eating food, and you're getting the phosphorus, and you're getting oxygen and other things, this process can happen really, 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 really fast. And you can heal yourself quite fast in a matter of days, right? In fact, in a matter of hours, if you have all the ingredients. So it's kind of interesting. I mountain bike every weekend and here in Utah, and I just sometimes I get a little ambitious and a little ahead of myself, and I end up wrecking, right? And I've had a couple wrecks, but I wear this full body armor, whatever, and it's no big deal. But this last 2 weeks ago, I had a really bad wreck. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Wow.
And I really, really hurt my shoulders. And I really, really hurt my shoulders really, really bad. And that day I went home and I couldn't even move my shoulders, right? I was like, I thought for sure I had broken something. So I thought, I'm going to have to go to the doctor, this and that, check it out, make sure I didn't break anything or have anything, you know, permanently. But but I started using the red light. I had this red light panel that I use that, in fact, it's right here. And it's it's got 150 milliwatts per centimeter squared irradiance. It's real powerful radiance. But I'll take it, and I actually just took it, and I just put it right on my shoulder like this. You know, it's on my bare shoulder without my shirt, without anything between it. And I just put the infrared setting and I did really long exposures. Mm-hmm. I did like an hour a day or an hour and a half a day, or even sometimes 2 hours a day. Yeah. And it was it was really amazing because my recovery, and I always try to do, you know, tests on myself when I have a new product, right? I try to see where kind of I will sometimes go into the overexposure just to see what I can do, you know, what is possible, at what point.
Yeah.
But, Sunday night, I couldn't move my arms. Tuesday all day, I couldn't move. I was in incredible pain. Couldn't move my arms at all. I was thinking, okay, I better go to the doctor, get this checked out. Tuesday, the whole day, couldn't move my arms, right? Mm. And every single day, I was doing about an hour and a half a day, both sides, my shoulders, right? Both sides. Wednesday morning, I woke up and I had I had about 95% mobility back.
Wow. It
was so, you know, usually when you have a recovery, you have kind of this like bell curve.
Right.
Where you have, you know, you get better and you kind of comes, but the red light completely disrupts that. And it makes the recovery within a matter of hours once it really takes, right?
Yeah.
So within 24 hours, you can really have an amazing recovery. Mm-hmm. So I kind of hit that point, I think by Wednesday. I had 2 days of full immobility, and then Wednesday I had exposed it enough over those 3 days, you know, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, the Wednesday, I was, you know, I still do the treatments and still sore. I went to the chiropractor and I've been, you know, going to the doctor, but my mobility's back it can be a real powerful tool for healing.
Do you know of any like sports athletes or major athletes that use this technique for healing?
So, you know, at the company that I had worked for before, doing my own thing here, we did have sports teams that we would sell to, various sports teams and whatnot. And they would buy the beds and there's a couple of companies out there that make these large beds, right? I think that my opinion is that it hasn't been fully. I think that the protocol is not the.
It's not maximized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the two companies that are kind of leading the industry, they don't have kind of the right, in my opinion, lights. Mm-hmm.
Explain the difference between their lights and then your light.
Yeah, so their lights, basically what they have just an LED, right? Mm-hmm. An LED is, light. It's just a diode that emits light, but the LED, it emits light in every direction. Mm-hmm. It's what you call incoherent light. It just goes everywhere, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's fine if you want to just get your skin. If you want to just bake your skin, you can get in one of these beds and you can just bake your skin and it's great for your skin, but it doesn't get transdermally deep down inside. Mm-hmm. These lights that have a lens on them, they have to have they have this lens. So what they do is you have the LED and then you put a lens on it, mm-hmm. and that lens collects all of the light that's going every direction, mm-hmm. and it forces it one direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get more light energy going one direction. It's not coherent light. Coherent light is a laser. Laser is coherent light where all of the photons are in phase. They're in perfect. Mm-hmm. They're in the same phase, and it's really powerful. And it's more for really focused light, right? Mm-hmm. But this makes it more coherent. So what it means is, this will make this will double or triple your the power of the light that you're getting, right? Being exposed to. So so whatever light you get, make sure that it's something with lenses, right? Because otherwise, you're just wasting light that's going other directions. You know, you want to focus it and you want to focus it into your body, right?
Right.
So that's the major difference. The other thing is I think exposure times can be a little tricky. I think that I am a fan of a longer exposure time.
I think that the normal right now for all the red light companies, that they usually tell you between 15 to 25 minutes. So is that beneficial? Yeah. I mean, how does that,
Yeah, there's not really, I think that if you were to do, a lot of them, 15, 20 minutes, with exposure, you know, you want to get enough quanta of energy, you know, into your body so that you can take that energy and convert, you know, use it to make ATP, right? Little factory. So, I think that I would be, I would say that, for things, for people that just want to do skin stuff, of course, red light is, if you do infrared light, it will also be absorbed by your skin, right? It'll be in your skin and it'll start to go down deep into your skin, right? So it does all. But for exposure times, 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes a day could be fine for just for little things, you know, if you're just like doing for skin, or if you have a little soreness in a joint or whatnot, you know. But if you have some, you know, major, if you have some major pain or then yeah, I would say like a higher power and longer exposure just to infrared. So like you had mentioned.
So explain skin, like what does it do for your skin specifically? Like if you just want to do like a skin treatment.
Yeah. So skin, so with skin, it just, it, it optimizes, all your skin, your skill, cell function for your skin, your skin cell function, right? So, it can help produce, collagen. It can help, take away, some people have discoloring in their skin with scarring and whatnot. It can help with that. People that suffer from, you know, scarring or discoloration from you know, acne or from just cuts and bruises, it can help with that. Especially with scarring, it can help make the skin color the same, you know, around the scar as it, you know, the rest of the skin. So it kind of it kind of blends the skin that way. So it kind of it kind of takes away those blemishes. And you know, probably the most important thing I would say with skin is that it does create elastin and collagen. And so it does make your skin start to kind of smooth out and look kind of more youthful, right? So so a lot of people that use red light therapy, you know, they start to, their wrinkles start to kind of smooth out a little bit, and they start to look a little bit, you know, kind of anti-ages them a little bit. So and it has been used with, you know, with hair growth as well. Prolonged, there's a product that I had when I was in China, you know, working with some of the factories that we work with and making products. There's one that I had visited this factory that had this like helmet you put on your head. It had really, really high power lasers. These were actually lasers. Light lasers, you know, they're actually kind of lasers, but they, but yeah, I mean, it can regrow hair. With that, it takes a little bit longer time. You know, you have to have a lot of exposure over months kind of to get that. But with skin, it's pretty easy with skin. You can get within, you know, a month or so, you can really get some major benefits with skin. You'll see with skin.
I noticed just, a lot, actually, a lot. When I started doing it, like I noticed my skin. I noticed more collagen, like less wrinkles. I'm like, wow, what do I even need to go to an esthetician for?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like the hair benefits.
So, Brian, so I heard from another doctor that it does not penetrate through, you know, clothes or your hair, because I had a red light laser treatment, actually a brain treatment. And, you know, he was like pulling apart my hair to be able to go into like deep into my skull. So does hair and clothes block the benefit of either red or infrared?
Yes, they will actually. So the photon of light, the light will hit your clothing and it'll be absorbed by your clothing, right? So you wanna have it right on your skin. And the same thing is with hair. So hair does the same thing. It'll absorb that light energy, right? So with people that as long as, you know, if you have short enough hair that you can shine the light right on your scalp. And that's what these products do. Typically the scalp products will have, you know, it'll be something that's right on your scalp and, you know, have really short hair so they can, you can expose your scalp to that. So, but
so
yeah,
if I see somebody online demonstrating one of these red light therapy devices and they're fully clothed, they're not really getting a benefit out of that.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because you see a lot of marketing. You see a lot of marketing Yeah. You see a lot of marketing material with these lights, like an almost like an ambient light, you know, and it's kind of like it's a foot or two, 3 or 4 feet away, you know.
Yeah.
There's very little benefit. By the time it may feel really good, and there's probably some sort of placebo effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the real effect, you have to have it really close to you. It's right. You know, within an inch of your skin, exactly. Right? And just to give you an idea, if you irradiance, which I'm a firm believer in, irradiance is like one of the most key important things with these lights, mm-hmm. right? And the closer you get it to your skin, the higher the irradiance can be, right? Yeah. So if you have a light like this, this light is rated at, you know, it's rated at 150 milliwatts per centimeter square at 6 inches. So it's about 6 inches away, right?
Yeah.
If you get this close to it, it's all of a sudden now almost 200 milliwatts per centimeter square, right?
Yeah.
If you go away about, you know, 3 feet, it's probably 20 milliwatts per centimeter square.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's maybe 1/5 as powerful, right?
Right.
Within 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah, so it's like giving the amplitude more space. And so if the amplitude has more space and the direction of the light gets a chance to spread out, it's not going to be as effective.
Yeah, because like you said earlier, the air absorbs the photon, right?
Molecules, yep.
Mm-hmm. The air will absorb the photon energy. And then by the time it gets there. So, yeah, I mean, if in theory, it's actually kind of interesting. In theory, if you were to put, you know, a light in a vacuum, then it would get 100% of that energy would be absorbed.
Yeah.
Into the skin. And maybe that's a product I should develop.
Right.
Right.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. But you're right. Like talking of, you know, there's a lot of marketing material out there. People with lights, you know, that are like, you know, 4 feet away. And it looks good. They're doing yoga and
four feet away.
But
yeah. So what about that? So there's all these like infrared and red light, like gym classes and yoga classes nowadays. So are they really getting much more benefit because it can't be focused on the body, you know?
So, I guess in theory, if you were to do like a gym class and you were to have red light and you were to get exposed to that red light for, say, an hour at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you got a 10 minute exposure of you know, high energy, high irradiance, right? Really close. And you're getting 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared. And then, you know, in a gym, in theory, I guess, if they were to get, you know, exposed to that for an hour at like 20, I don't know, or 10 or 5, I think there still is some benefit.
Mm-hmm.
There will still be some benefit just on your skin level, surface level.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit of, there's a lot of products out there that, so there's red light, which is absorbed by the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's infrared light, which, excuse me, near infrared light, which goes transdermally into the tissue and absorbed by the cytochrome C receptors there. Then there's what's called far infrared light, right? And so you've probably seen these infrared saunas.
Mm-hmm.
So infrared saunas, they're a little bit different in the fact that they actually, the research and the study shows that they actually excite water molecules, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they energize. So the water in your body actually absorb that, and then it heats you up from inside. Right. So that's why you can be in one of these like saunas and it doesn't seem that hot inside, but you're sweating, right? And
you're getting the benefit, right?
Yeah, the water molecules inside your body are starting to, you know, starting to sweat. So that's kind of the difference between, you know, in the far infrared. And so I think there's definitely benefits. I think there's a lot of benefits from, you know, if you were to take these classes that are infrared, you know, light classes. If nothing else, it's going to benefit just with sweating. You know, you'll get a good sweat and get that.
But again, if they're wearing gym clothes, like it doesn't penetrate through their gym clothes, right?
Yeah, it doesn't penetrate the gym clothes, no. So it would just be on their skin, yeah.
Whatever exposure is that they have.
So it would be only, yeah, the only benefits they'd be getting at that point are just the heat energy, you know, the heat energy that's created from creating them to sweat and a little bit on the skin.
Yeah.
So I'm a firm believer in the high irradiance, really close, you know, with the lens, so it can go into your body and be absorbed deep into your body.
Right.
So you, so in your panels, there's red light, there's near infrared, and then there's far infrared, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So in these, yeah, exactly. So, well, this doesn't have far, it just has near and near infrared and red, right?
Okay.
So, and with these panels, you can choose between, just doing red if you're just doing your face, mm-hmm. You know, or if you wanted to do just infrared, which I've kind of been doing the last few days. With the near infrared, the nice thing is I can lay it right on my skin.
Yeah.
And I can just do an exposure of an hour at a time and get a lot mm-hmm. of energy, right?
Right.
And near infrared light doesn't have as much, the photons don't have as much energy. They don't carry as much energy because mm-hmm. they're a longer wavelength. But you can do longer exposures and they can get deep inside your skin, right? And mm-hmm. so near infrared is critical for getting deep inside your skin tissue. Red can really only, the maximum red can go is maybe 2 or 3 millimeters into your skin. Mm-hmm. If you were
so to that when I use the panel, when I use like both red and near, my like burns my skin if it's too close to me. So is that the near? That's the red light that's actually like heating my skin up.
Yep, that's the red light. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you were to, yeah. So if you're going to do both at the same time, which is also great, mm-hmm. You can do red and, near infrared and, you know, maybe mm-hmm. you can have it a couple inches away from your skin,
mm-hmm.
kind of maximize it. You know, if you were to have it even an inch away, you would get warm, but you wouldn't mm-hmm. get hot, you know?
Right.
If anybody's suffering from, eczema, or other skin conditions where they're getting, rashes, whatever. Can this, I know you said scars, but what about skin irritations? Can this help?
Yeah, this can definitely help. No, it's kind of interesting. We, the last company that I had worked at, I had to help develop this product, that was for eczema and psoriasis and whatnot.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Eczema and, psoriasis, right? Skin disorder. So, right. I believe those are autoimmune disorders. And this was a product that used UVA and UVB to burn the skin. So it was actually a really, really high powered lamp that was a UVA, UVB lamp that was refocusing and would burn the skin. And then through burning the skin, you could get a treatment that would, you know, cure eczema or psoriasis for 6 months or whatever. And I used it on myself because I had suffered from some eczema and whatnot on my skin. But with the red light, you can get the same effect because it's energy, right? It's with the UVA and UVB product, it's kind of an older traditional kind of method of burning. Mm. And creating an erythema effect, kind of an irritation, right? And you'd get kind of a redness, and over a couple of days it would heal. But with red light, it can really, really help a lot with that. In fact, it's a great those that have really severe eczema and psoriasis, they probably would need some sort of more powerful product for that. But just for a general, simple, kind of the everyday, regular, type psoriasis, it can help quite a bit. Yeah.
What about people of color? Does it have the same effect?
Yeah. So it has the same effect. The only difference with people of color is that because of the melanin in the skin, mm-hmm. it will convert more of the red light to heat.
Mm-hmm.
And
but they're still getting a little bit of the benefit, just not as much as a person of really pale skin.
Exactly. People that have really pale skin, like really Irish people, they mm-hmm. really benefit really well, right? From mm-hmm. red light. It's really powerful on them because they're really sensitive to photon energy, right?
Yeah.
And photo energy. But those that have, melanin in their skin, they would be less sensitive to photo energy. It just means that melanin will rob a little bit of it will rob the cytochrome C receptors in the skin of that energy, that photon energy.
Yeah. So would a longer exposure time be more helpful for people of color?
That's the answer. Yeah. Okay. It's a longer exposure time. So you can get the same amount of energy, but it just takes a little bit more time for your skin, right?
Yeah.
If you're doing infrared, it'll go directly through your skin into and penetrate into.
Yeah.
So for that, it's not as people of color, it's not as so much a variable that they have to consider. But for just the red light, then yeah, you probably have to do double the exposure to get mm-hmm. the same effects as yeah. as. And somebody that has really, 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 really light colored skin, but no melanin, they tend to get effects within like a couple of minutes.
Mm. Wow.
You know, they can get it with 2 or 3 minutes and they get the effects, mm-hmm. you know.
So Brian, really I've seen like these facial panels, you know, that have green light, purple, you know, blue, and they all like serve a different purpose. Is that, you know, something in your wheelhouse of knowledge? Like, does a purple light provide a different benefit than a green light, which provides a different benefit than a blue light? So does that?
Yeah. So this is my opinion on that. All light is equal when it comes to being absorbed by your cytochrome C receptor in your to create mm-hmm. ATP, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's red light, if it's a little bit red light, you know, you have red or a little, you know, kind of whether it's like 650 nanometers red or 680 or 700 or, you know, or it's all the same, right? with infrared light, same thing. If it's the farther the infrared light is, you know, if you were to do say an 830 nanometer light, which is a near infrared light, mm-hmm. that's probably a little better than like a 900 or a 1000, which is a little bit weaker, longer wavelength, mm-hmm. right? Has more energy, and so it can be absorbed better, but it can still go through the skin. With the red, with these other color spectrum for the face mask, I've seen those. There's like studies. It's funny because about 20 years ago, I worked for a company that I started a company with a couple guys called Lumaport, and Lumaport was a product that we made these little lights. We first started making lights for seasonal affective disorder for people that suffer from depression mm-hmm. in the wintertime, and they're really, really powerful, strong lights. You know, 10,000 lux lights, and it helped jumpstart serotonin in people that didn't get mm-hmm. the serotonin. Because they're in dark cities or states or whatever during the wintertime, and they didn't get light exposure, right? But this we had a little product that we had come out with, and this is in the early days that nobody was really doing this. Mm-hmm. In fact, we were one of the first for acne. It was a red and blue light for acne. Mm-hmm. And the blue light has been shown to actually the acne or the bacteria on your skin can actually be killed. It can kill that bacteria, right? Mm-hmm. The blue light can. But if you've noticed, like people, especially, you know, if you were to go out into the sun and, you know, in the summertime and midday and expose yourself for 20 minutes or whatever, it would do the same thing. Basically that light would kill the acne, right?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Why
did blue light instead of red light do that?
So red light is a really, really, blue light has a higher frequency.
Uh-huh.
So it has more energy.
Okay.
So so that blue light technically has more energy than red light, right? Red light is a very low energy, uh-huh. longer wavelength.
Uh-huh.
But with red, like there are studies that show that blue light can. It is a higher, I mean, the blue light, that's why blue light's what's keeping us up at night, right? It's going up into our eyes and our retina, mm-hmm. and it's creating serotonin, and it's making us stay awake. So we have these like blue blocker, you know, these new
glasses,
right? And that's why yeah. Apple has, you know, the shift from the blue yeah. light to the, right. you know, the yellow, right?
Right.
So blue light is a more energized, higher energy wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, you know, studies have shown that it can kill bacteria, right? Certain bacteria. Mm-hmm. So bacteria that just stays on the skin, it can help kill that bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and you know, in theory, green and some of these other colors. I think that my opinion is that the research is a little, there's not a lot of research on it to really mm-hmm. show what it can do. You know, it's mm-hmm. kind of the. It sounds really good to have a color that can do this and that, but in reality, all photons are kind of equal in that regard.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, red light therapy, red light will do just as well as, you know, any of the purple or the red or the, you know, the green or the
yellow. I mean, from experience, yellow, you know, I have one that it didn't do really anything for me. Like I used it for maybe like 3 weeks. I didn't really find too much benefit, but you know, with your panel specifically too. Now I had, before I had ordered your panel, I had bought like this other panel. You know, I have actually three at home that I sit in. And the first two that I had bought, I did not feel the same, the same effects as when I got your panel. And honestly, let me ask you, I've never asked you this before. So within the first week of my gut, you know, everywhere on my body, but I noticed like I would get a little bit sickly, you know, and then especially with this holistic way of living, like sometimes you get worse before you get better. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, I would not feel really well for like, you know, the day of or the day after, but then I would feel amazing. Mm. So is that like because I was getting some sort of healing response and things were dying in there? Like what was going
on? Yeah. No, that's a good question. So first of all, when it comes to light therapy, not all light therapy is created equal, right? The lights that, and we had talked about this, I know he'd mentioned to me, you had these lights that you had used before and you didn't really get any effect, you know, any positive effects from them. There's a lot, the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of products out there that are just really, 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 they're just Christmas lights. They're just LEDs. They're Christmas lights. They have no energy. They have so little energy to them, you know, wattage of energy or irradiance. They don't really create any positive effects. Right. And so you can have these really cheap products on the market. You can get on Amazon and other places and they're really cheap and they're, you know, they're light therapy, but they're so weak and they're so, they're so underpowered that they don't create any positive, you know, effects. Right. Mm. So that's one thing to be, I think that's kind of what you're experiencing with those first products. It's actually interesting. You say about how you kind of felt a little bit kind of weak.
Oh my God. Woozy. Kind of I was like, woozy, yeah.
So it's actually kind of interesting because I had in the previous company I had worked for, you know, make with these lasers we'd have, I would do these lasers on myself with this really powerful laser that I had kind of overexposed myself to on my back. And I overexposed myself for on purpose because I wanted to see where the limit was and kind of how I would feel and like kind of, you know, I wanted to differentiate between where is, you know, where the line, the border is. And I had kind of, I would expose myself and I could kind of feel a little bit in my lungs and I kind of had that same woozy feeling. Right. And so, of course, I backed off on my treatments and whatnot. With red light therapy, I think that having that heat energy, because what you have is you're having this infrared energy going into your body.
Yeah.
And I think that it converts it. It partially gets absorbed by your cytochrome C receptor to create ATP. And part of it just gets absorbed by the tissue as heat. Right. Mm-hmm. And so my opinion is that I think what's happening is people are experiencing a little bit of a little bit of heat, kind of that exposure to that heat, kind of like the same thing as like if you were to, you know, spend a reasonable amount of time in a sauna and you kind of feel that kind of heat, you know, wooziness, you get out and you kind of like a little bit, you know, kind of the beginnings of that kind of that heat exhaustion that you get, right? So I think that's kind of what you may have been experiencing, and that's
what about die off? Does near infrared light kill like, you know, bad stuff in your system?
There's no real research to show that it will do anything more than I think just heat you know heat up your water molecules, because infrared light will also heat up water molecules inside your body. So you will start to overheat, so to speak, or heat up from inside, right? So it will do two things. Basically, the infrared light will be absorbed by your cytochrome C receptors, and it'll be absorbed by the electrons, and that those electrons will get to a higher state, and so you have more energy in the electron chain to create ATP. So it makes it's really good for cellular function that way. And the second thing is
now your cells are working better. Your immune system is working better. So now you can fight off the bad stuff that's in there more. I bet that's what happened. Cause every time.
And so, I mean, you may, feel a little bit of a woozy effect, but you know, a lot of times with treatments,
I mean, if I go past, like if I don't do red light therapy for like, I don't know, a couple weeks and then I go back to it, I always get the little woozy feeling within the first second day. But by day three, I feel amazing. I have massive energy. My stomach feels all like good, you know, no pain. I mean, the benefit is there for sure.
Yeah. You know, with red light therapy, there's, such little risk. I mean, it's been used for years and years and years. And red light is chosen because there's nothing special about red light. And there's nothing special about infrared light. It's just a photon of light and it has a quanta of energy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason it's used is because it's such a low frequency. It's such a low energy. Mm-hmm. You can use it you can expose your body to it for a period of time, prolonged periods of time, and it doesn't have negative effects.
Right.
If you were to, take any other type of light and it could have major negative effects, right? Mm-hmm. Because light can, that energy can be too strong, right? And can damage.
Yeah.
Think of like, I don't know, maybe in high school, if you remember, in high school, I took like photography class, and you'd have these like dark rooms and you'd go into, and they would have only red lights in there, right? Mm. I don't know if you remember, like, and maybe you've seen in old movies.
Oh, yeah. They have those old red lights.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And you'd go in and they would, you know, you would do, it was chemical photography, you know. It was like with the,
back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, right before. But it was funny because the dark rooms would be totally black, but they would have red lights, right?
Yeah.
And the reason they have red lights is because the wavelength is a very low energy wavelength. Mm-hmm. So it's very safe. It wouldn't overexpose the film. The same thing. Interestingly enough, the same thing happens in cockpits of like airplanes. Traditional cockpits have always had red light instruments in red, right? Mm. Because it's a low wavelength that doesn't, that allows the pilots to be able to continue to see in the dark without having that really bright light. The bright light would leave like a mark, you know, like a,
right.
On your eye, you know how when you look at really bright light and you look away, you kind of. So explain
this phenomenon, Brian. So astronauts, I heard that astronauts take red light and you know these panels, and they go into space and they use them for healing because otherwise, like they can't heal in space.
Yeah.
Is that the case?
Yep, that's exactly the case. So that's initially kind of where this whole industry kind of the impetus or the genesis of this industry kind of came from. They were, you know, 30 years ago, you'd have 30, 40 years ago, you had these astronauts who were going to space and they would spend a considerable amount of time on, you know, on the space station or whatever on the shuttle. And they would, if they would get a bump or a bruise, they wouldn't, or a scratch, they wouldn't heal from that. Superficial scratches or injuries would not heal on their skin. And they figured out that light energy was critical for getting skin for your cells to repair themselves. They had to take that light energy to create that ATP and to heal itself, right?
Yeah.
So then they started putting these red light panels and exposing the astronauts to red light on their skin or whatnot on these injuries and that's what would otherwise they would go weeks without healing. They didn't have that, right? So that's kind of what's kind of interesting is that is kind of the genesis or the origin of this red light industry.
Yeah,
is that it has its origins in that. Yeah, and then NASA kind
aerospace.
Of in the aerospace. Yeah, and nice. So it's come a long way since then. Obviously, it's been developed over the last 10-15 years, that's originally where it came from.
Yeah.
So
what I like about this is the fact that you don't have to take opioids, you don't have to take pain medicine, you don't have to take, you know, aspirin and all this other kind of stuff that can put you at risk, damage your liver, your kidneys. You can actually take a holistic form of healing by using the energy that's provided to us by the universe, photons. And by directing those photons, you can actually allow your body to heal itself.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's red light is such a attractive alternative. Like you said, opioids or other really invasive type, you know, drugs, any type of drug for treating pains and illnesses, you know, minor pains and whatnot. So it's people that use it, you know, and use it religiously, they love it, you know, and it's,
I do.
It can really be, it can really be life changing and really benefit quite a bit from it. And so it's also
very mentally calming. Like every morning I'll wake up and I'll do about 20 minutes and meditate, you know, inside. It's so calming. It's like, I don't know, if I don't start my day off with my red light therapy, it's like I'm all through off now. Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right. Yeah, no, it's definitely got some emotional. You can feel some of the emotional effects of it. It helps to regulate your circadian rhythm. So people that experience better sleep, if nothing else,
speaking of that, sleep. So I have an Aura ring. So I measure my sleep every time that I do red light therapy before I go to sleep. My HRV increases during the night. So my recovery is way better than when I don't do it. I swear every single time without fail, you know, I'll measure my sleep after red light therapy and it's way, way better. It doesn't really change deep or REM, but I've noticed my HRV, just my recovery, you know, increases.
Yeah, it's great for sleep. And if nothing else, it just that alone, you know, it can really help with sleep. And so that's another added benefit of, you know, red light therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Great. Well, the good news is we've got a link to get some of these red light therapy machines.
Yes.
Or pieces of equipment. Panels. That's the right word. Panels. In the link of this video and the caption of this video and the podcast caption of this video, wherever you may see this video, even on Forbidden Knowledge TV. Mm-hmm. So that you can experiment with nature's healing source, photonic healing energy. Mm-hmm. Myself, being a melanated man, I found healing powers and the healing capabilities in it with my shoulder by using the infrared mode and keeping it very, very close to my skin. And it really works. It's amazing. It really, this is a great modality. So you're the modality engineer of the year.
That's right. That's what I told you before we got on. You are, which is also cool, Brian. You know, this is a podcast for another day, but you know, you develop modalities too, which is so exciting. Like I'm so just happy to be, you know, in contact with you. And I'm really looking forward to the future of developing like different stuff. You know, we've talked about some really cool things, guys. So like, you know, in the next probably year, two, three, you'll see some really awesome stuff popping up from us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I've got some other things that I'm working on. I'm sure we can on another day talk more about that. And, I'm happy to help and those that need to reach out can reach out to me directly and you know, with questions or whatnot. And like you said, we'll provide a link and, happy to help anybody out there to, you know, get the benefits of red light therapy. So
fantastic.
Thanks so much, Brian, for coming on today. I really appreciate it. Like I said before, you're a wealth of knowledge. So I love our once in a while calls where I can get on and just nerd out about all this stuff. So I appreciate it.
Great. Yeah. And more than happy to help with that. So
definitely.
Yeah. And thanks for having me again. And great to see you guys. And thanks again for having me on. And, I guess we'll go from there. Kind of.
Yes.
Hopefully get some good benefits here and help some of your users and followers with some life hacking. So
absolutely.
Light hacking.
That's right.
Biohacking our best lives over here, guys.
That's right.
Get up on it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Okay. Thanks guys. We'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its one-year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30 days free.
That's coupon code 30 days free on forbiddenknowledge.tv today.